Let's pray together one more time. Father, in the name that is above every name, at the name of Jesus, God, we want to thank you for being present here today. We want to thank you for your willingness to speak to us. And so, Lord, we remember those words from the book of Revelation that you said over and over again, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. And so, Lord, may we have an ear to hear today what the Holy Spirit would be saying to us as individuals, Lord. And should it stretch us? Should it get us out of our box of convenience and comfort? Lord, may we hear and respond with obedience. Lord, speak to us today, we pray, for our own spiritual benefit and enrichment that then might become the enrichment of others through our obedience. God, speak to us, we pray this morning, in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen, amen, and amen. Well, go ahead and be seated. So obviously this morning it looks a little different. We have this beautiful light-filled pergola, and we've got the tables and the chairs and all that stuff. This isn't up there for no reason. It's actually very purposeful. We're calling this the table of celebration, the table of sacrifice, the table of service, and the table of community. Celebration, service, and community. And we're gathering some fantastic, and I can't emphasize that enough, some fantastic leaders here in the church who are going to come and talk to you in just a few minutes after I get done for a little bit, but some fantastic leaders who are going to come and talk to you in a little bit. Until they address you, could you make welcome this morning Pastor Jimmy, Pastor Jay, Pastor Bill, Sarah, Rachel, and Heather. Could you make them all feel welcome this morning? Good, 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 good. So they're going to share with you some incredible opportunities to take your own seat at the table of celebration, service, and community, because there is indeed room for you. There is room for every one of us at the table, and more specifically, at the party. All right, before we get into what they're going to bring to you this morning, I wanted to talk to you for just a few minutes about some different opportunities that we absolutely have to seize if we are going to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. And friends, these are things that I just to be honest with you, my pastor's heart is so burdened for people to grow in Christ, to study, to show themselves approved, to draw near to God and to get his truth in their heart so that they could share it with other people. My heart gets so burdened and heavy sometimes because I look at the amazing teachers, the amazing topics and subjects that we're offering people constantly in order to give them an opportunity to grow, and then to see that just far too often these opportunities get squandered. And so I'm just here before you as a follower of Jesus myself saying, man, I pray that you might hear God say something to your heart today and ask you to do something that you've never done before, to make a decision to do something that you never imagined yourself ever doing, to get involved in ways that you've never thought possible or probable for someone like you. And so I want you to know, friends, God speaks to us in times to love and affirm and bless and comfort us. And it's sometimes a beautiful warm hug from our dad. And then there's other times where he says, come here, I want to light a fire under you. Come on, I want to stretch you. Come on, I want to get you out of the box of convenience and comfort and get you into areas of Christian depth and maturity that will not only change you, but change other people that you come in contact with. I pray that he might speak that to us today and that we would again hear it. All right, so here's the deal. This is a bit of history, and then we'll get into some of the stuff that's going on now, but I want to make this very clear. On October 9th of this year, in just a few weeks, Grace Chapel is going to turn 23 years old. and in the planning of Grace Chapel, before it came to be, and then immediately as it was birthed and born, we knew that we wanted to be different. That Grace Chapel didn't need to be like the average American church. Those three words give me nightmares. The average American church. We didn't want to be like the average American church at all. In fact, we didn't want people even to come to church. We wanted people to get a vision to be the church. There's a huge difference there. The church has never been, biblically speaking, something that we're just supposed to go to. It is something that we're to go to, but more importantly, the church is something that we are to be. We are to be the heart and the hands, the mind, the will of Jesus expressed to a lost and hurting world. And so we wanted to be different, and we wanted to emphasize, let's be the church and not just attend church. And so then we go to the scriptures. And we see, what does it look like in the book of Acts when the church gets birthed? What are these defining principles that the Holy Spirit just impregnated in these brand new baby believers that caused the church to grow and to flourish so much? Well, we can look at it and see that these folks were passionate about worship. We can look and see that they were faithful in prayer. We can see that they believed for miracles. We can see that they were selfless in serving, that they were committed to community, that they wanted to know God's love and give God's love away, that they were seriously committed to Spirit-empowered evangelism, meaning that they knew, they understood, if they were gonna share the good news of Jesus, they needed to be filled with the Spirit and power first. They were committed to that. And then lastly, the eighth principle that we see here is that they studied the truth. They were about the Word of God. And so when you look at these things, you go, hey, those are timeless principles that the church needs to rally around and not duplicate for duplication's sake, but to rally around these principles, because these are the principles that the Spirit of God takes to do something beautiful that expands the kingdom of God. We've used a nautical analogy before. We've used the analogy that Grace Chapel, in no way, God, I can't say this strong enough, in no way was ever intended, isn't intended today, or will ever be intended to facilitate cruise ship Christianity. It's not why we're here. We are here to be part of a working vessel. Cruise ship Christianity that says, I'm gonna go to church and see what the servants will bring me. Let me put my hand up and see if someone will put a glass in it filled with something. Let me relax and just be served rather than to serve. Mm-mm. This is not cruise ship Christianity. This, Grace Chapel, is a working vessel. It is a place where we are hoping to inspire you as a follower of Jesus to see the bigger picture and to answer the call to personal responsibility and Christian maturity, and then corporate connection and community with others to further God's cause around the world. It's a working vessel where we're all on the same ship, heading in the same direction, each contributing our part so that we can get there with excellence. It's a working vessel. It's not a cruise ship. If you came to Grace Chapel looking for a cruise ship Christianity, you're in the wrong place. You just are. You're not going to be comfortable here very long. I may have run you off already and you're just sitting in the chair because there's nothing better to do right now. I don't know. But I'm just telling you, friends, especially in the days in which we live, we have got to, as followers of Jesus, take our faith seriously. We've got to take advantage of every opportunity that we have to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. We've got to let him stretch us where necessary, kick us out of our comfort zones, and allow the kingdom to be big in us and through us. So with all of this is who we are. This is our heartbeat. It's what caused us to come to the conclusion that our purpose here is to equip people to be passionate servants of Jesus Christ. This is why we exist. We're here to equip, meaning we want to give you the tools that are necessary for you to live a passionate life of service for Jesus. To equip you to be passionate, that means like to actually feel something. To feel a love for God, to feel a love for people, to feel a love for his kingdom and his cause. And it's gonna be expressed then through service or servanthood. We wanna equip you to be a passionate servant of Jesus Christ. It's what our goal is. And again, friends, if there was ever a time for these principles that we've just mentioned to be realized in deeper ways in our lives, it is right now. Now, I want to go through some opportunities for you, and I want you to listen to hear God speak to you, because he might just put a bell on something. He might just highlight something where he says, hey, this is you, okay? So let me talk to you about this whole issue of equipping people and equipping opportunities. Okay, Pastor Myron, our dear friend, Pastor Myron Goodwin, he's our adult equipping and missions pastor. Can we give Myron a little love this morning? He does such a great job. So Pastor Myron is in charge of all of these various equipping classes and opportunities. So I'm just gonna run down a list of several things and listen, friends, with your heart, I pray, and not just your head. So here we go. First of all, the steps classes, steps 1, 2, and 3. Listen, these steps classes were first created because we realized that number one, people needed to be discipled without question, but number two, that not everybody was gonna stay at Grace Chapel for their entire Christian life and experience, but while they were here, we wanted to be able to at least give them kind of a crash course, a condensed course might be better, so that when you leave Grace Chapel, you are going to be better off when you leave than when you came here. And so our steps classes are a great way of doing that. Steps 1, 2, and 3, you're gonna learn everything from the essential doctrines to hearing God's voice, to discovering your gifts, to walking in freedom, your identity in Jesus, all of this. Great, 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 great stuff. If you want to find a place to connect and grow, and you haven't been through the steps classes yet, I can't recommend them highly enough. Really, really good. Next, our apologetics classes. And what are apologetics? Apologetics is just this, reasons for believing. It's knowing what you believe as a follower of Jesus and why you believe it. It's equipping you to the point where you can give someone a reason for the hope within you all by yourself. You actually know the scriptures good enough so that when someone says something or asks a question, you don't say, let me get back to you after I call Pastor Steve. It is each and every one of our responsibilities to study to show ourselves approved, to know the word of God, and to be able to share it with other people. And so we take apologetics seriously. We've got a great conference coming up. We're gonna start doing, when we started it earlier this year, we're gonna start doing it every January. We've got Josh McDowell coming this coming January with his son. It's gonna be fantastic. But we wanna encourage people all the time, apart from weekly classes or seasonal classes on apologetics, come to the conferences as well. Next, the membership class. Membership class, in fact, the next one's coming up next Sunday, August 27th. Membership classes are this, we've really simplified it to this. We want to know who you are and we want to be known to you. It is you being able to come and sit and listen in much greater detail than what I'm giving today. Here's what Grace Chapel is about. And then in return, we want to know who you are. What's your story? Where are you in your faith journey? Is it brand new? Is it old? Does it need to be revived? Where are you in this thing? And so membership classes are great. You can sign up for it. Next one, next Sunday. Celebrate Recovery. What a fantastic ministry. Every Monday, 6:30 p.m. at the Grace House next door. Listen, helping people to get free on a weekly basis from their hurts, from their habits, and their hang-ups. It is coming alongside hurting people. People who've got habits that are destructive and helping them get free from things. What a great opportunity. Listen, don't let the devil shame you into isolation. Get around some other people that need help like you do and get help and get free. There's no shame in freedom. Another great opportunity, a reboot program. It's actually starting Wednesday night. This is combat recovery, okay, for vets and their families, for vets who have been in combat, who have suffered everything from, you know, just having some issues to grapple with to full-blown PTSD. We've graduated, I don't know how many dozens of people through this program, but helping vets and their families. If that applies to you, man, get the help. Come and hear what Jesus has to say to you about the trauma you've experienced. Get some help. Next, hope for tomorrow. This is your journey from mourning to joy. This is giving you, in the midst of your grief, biblical, heavenly hope. This isn't people sitting around just bemoaning, you know, their grief and their problems. This is giving you hope from a biblical perspective that's going to then bring healing to your life. If you need a touch from Jesus in the midst of your grief, please come and get it. Please do. Pastor Ron does an amazing job with Hope for Tomorrow. Next, the launch class. Friends of teenagers, it's about 7 conversations every parent should have with their teen. Any parent out there feel like you need help with your teenager in the 21st century? They've got a fantastic opportunity for you. 7 conversations that every parent should have with their teen. It's gonna start Sundays at 9 a.m., September 10th through October 22nd. Take advantage of that. Don't just complain about yours and your kids' relationship. Do something about it by learning and growing. There's all kinds of fall classes that are in your bulletin. I would encourage you to look at the full list. Everything financial peace, worldview matters, Jesus 101, the meaning of marriage, and a host of other things. My point is class after class after class to help equip you. Next, let me talk to you briefly about men's ministry. Pastor Dave Buring, can we give Dave some love this morning as well? Absolutely. He's out speaking somewhere around the country right now, but Dave heads up our men's ministry, if you don't know that. Men's ministry is broken down into several, so many important different parts. There are the monthly rallies. In fact, our next monthly rally is coming up August 28th. Men, listen to me. Some of you guys, you're so shy, so terrified to meet other guys. The men's rally is a great opportunity for you to come. You can come, it's an easy on-ramp. You're gonna hear a great message by some guest speaker or whatever, great time of worship, prayer, support. Come and meet some brothers. Quit being a spiritual lone ranger. Quit trying to do it by yourself. You were not made to do it by yourself. And so men, come on out to the rally. Then beyond that, and this is in your bulletin as well, this beautiful two-sided thing, is the Ironman Pathway. The Pathway are a group of guys that meet once a week. And so if you want to go from the rally, which is kind of once a month, to the Ironman Pathway and meet with other guys once a week, do that, man. This is a fantastic program where men are walking with men with confidence, with compassion, with confidentiality. These are ways that men are walking together to see their lives changed for the glory of God. Men, I can't encourage you enough. Get involved in the men's ministry. The Iron Men Retreat's coming up in April, as it is every year, and so all kinds of other opportunities as well. What about this, men? What about being a man of God by action and not just gender? What about being a man of God that expresses the heart of Jesus to people through very practical service opportunities? You're good with cars? Great, well, we've got single moms that need help. want to fix their car, we want to come and help them move, whatever it is, there's very practical, very real ways for you to express the heart of God to people. We would encourage you to do that. So men's ministry, it's great. Tons of other stuff as well. Now, you've heard enough of me. How about we give it up for the lovely Miss Sarah Berger this morning?
Okay, this is so random, but I'm just gonna be obedient and say this. Do you know that Christ Jesus is coming back?
Yes, he is.
He's coming back. He's around the corner, he is on his way. And it says in the word not to forsake the gathering together as some might, and all the more as the day draws nearer. And the day is drawing nearer. We don't want to be the people that start forsaking and saying they don't have enough time, when at this moment, we need it more than ever. We need to strengthen one another. We need to speak truth into one another's lives, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm just saying, Jesus is coming back, and that's reason enough to gather together in unity. Am I right?
That's right.
Jesus said it. Okay, another thing is this. Earlier this morning during worship, during first service, the Lord spoke to me about unity and dwelling together in unity in Christ. I want to read two verses from Psalm 133, verse 1 and 3. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. What this verse is basically saying, you guys, is dwelling together in unity is like your Mount Zion experience. Like the day you came to Christ, do you remember how you felt? You felt relief, you felt joy, you wept, you were free. That's what happens when we dwell together in unity. There's a remembering, oh my gosh. And you're not gonna experience that apart from stepping into a small group, stepping into a Bible study, independently gathering together with the brethren for fellowship. So that's my exhortation to you, chickies specifically. Here's a flyer. You've got it in your program this morning, and it lists so many opportunities to gather together. I will say this, what's not listed are our Connect gatherings, and that's basically an opportunity to have dinner, share coffee with a bunch of women that attend Grace Chapel that live in your very community. All those are found on Facebook. You have to join our Facebook page. Or is that a page? What is that? A Facebook, whatever. Or go to the website and look for Connect opportunities. Those are happening this week. You can still register to have a meal. And Zarette, did you have fun last week? At Tito's in the storm with Faith Eklund and 19 other women? Yeah, they had a blast. Okay, so I encourage you to do that, to get connected. Also, we have a variety of Bible studies under Gather. We have a Wednesday morning study that we're kind of renaming the Citywide Franklin Study. It's a community study. Babysitting is provided, and we expect and want women from all over Williamson County to come. If they don't have a fellowship or a place to land and they're not a party of Grace, all the more. Like, that's who we want. Yeah. You know, we want to unify the body of Christ and build one another up. We've got a community study also in Fairview that meets at District Coffee on Thursday nights. Childcare is not provided at that one. Wednesday evenings here, back down in the Equipping Center area, we have another study meeting. Everything, details are right here. And on the backside are all of our small, more intimate groups that meet in homes called Engage Studies. So women, please take advantage. Please don't forsake the gathering together, as some might, because he's coming.
Jesus is coming back.
Today would be awesome.
While your hands are together, the fabulous preacher, Jimmy Harris.
All right, I just have a really simple message. If you are connected right now, if you're in a small group, stand up. If you're in a small group, a men's group or a women's group, or you get together with people and they look you in the eyeballs and they know how you're really doing, stand up right now. So now I want you guys to look around, everybody that's sitting down, and I want you to say, you're invited to the party. Mm-hmm. All right, now all you guys sit down. Now the rest of you that aren't connected, would you please stand up? I'm talking to you. I'm only talking to you. Now, we all know who you are. We just saw you sitting. Right? You can't hide. All right, stand up, stand up. Keep standing. All right, so you're not connected. Now, I'm talking to you specifically. Right after service, walk through those doors right there, and right out in the portico, there's going to be a whole bunch of people wearing shirts just like this that say Better Together, and there's lots of groups that you can plug into right now.
Yep.
Now listen, you're not going to grow in your relationship with Jesus trying to be a Christian by yourself. It doesn't work. You can't do it. You need people in your life. You need people that look at you in the eyeballs and know exactly what's really going on with you. And so I just want to encourage you to get plugged in, to get connected, to go back and meet some of our great leaders and get into a group. And that's it.
Awesome. Thank you, Jimmy. Pastor Jay Tremblay.
I want to talk to you today about making a difference and share with you practical ways that you can serve this church. Now, I have the privilege and the honor of leading the First Contact Ministries here. Now, they're called First Contact because they're the people that you come in contact with when you first arrive. They're our greeters, our ushers, our parking team, our check-in ministry. They all do a fabulous job, but you know what? We need more of you. Yeah. We need more of you to step up and to serve the greater body here at Grace Chapel. You know, I'm not gifted in being up here on the platform and being on the worship community. There are some people in the room that aren't gifted in being on our prayer team and have that gift of intercession, but I know there are many of you out there that can certainly welcome people into this church. We hear so often from visitors that they experience the Holy Spirit from the first time they drove onto the campus or they walked through the doors. That wasn't necessarily because of the preaching or the worship that hadn't happened yet. Right. It's because they had interacted yes. with people that welcomed them into their home.
Yeah.
So we need more of you to do this. We need more of you to step up and to just join us in this opportunity. All four of these ministries need your help, but I really want to focus on one right now, and that's our usher ministry. This one is near and dear to my heart. I had led this ministry for 5 years before coming on staff, and this is one of the only ministries, listen to this, where you can serve in the room, whether it's here in the sanctuary or down in the chapel, for the entire service. From the moment the first note of worship begins until the last amen is said, you're in here. You get to experience worship. You get to experience the teaching. It requires no additional time commitment from you. You're already here. Like, you can still serve and experience all of that. So there's not really an excuse. You can do it, and we need you to do it. Amen. So please join us. One of the things that, one of my favorite verses when I think about serving is Luke 12:48. For all to whom much is given, from him much is required. Look around. Look at all you've been given.
Yeah.
We require you. We need you to join us. So please, step up and help us with these ministries. If you want to learn more about them, we're going to talk to you a little bit later, Pastor Steve, is about this card. You're going to fill out this card, and right outside the sanctuary doors, all four of these ministries are set up there with the ministry leaders, our fantastic ministry leaders, that will be able to answer any questions that you might have.
Yeah.
Again, join us.
Amen.
Awesome job. Thank you. Yeah. It's really important for y'all to understand that the need for more and more people all the time stepping up isn't because we're shrinking in size. We need more people to step up because there's more people coming. Isn't that like a good thing? Isn't that why we're here? Yeah, good, good, good. All right, so now let me talk to you about community outreach. And this is Pastor Shane's job that he does with Faith, his beautiful wife as well. But let me talk to you first about the community outreach aspect of what Shane does. This is several different things. This is Saturday Serve. This is Shane taking a group of people out into the community, all different ages, to be, again, the heart and the hands of Jesus expressed in very practical, tangible ways. And so whether it's cleaning up a widow's yard or someone who's gotten, you know, had some tragedy in their life, whatever it is, it's people going and making a natural difference by helping with a practical thing, but then making a spiritual difference by praying and loving on people. Again, just being the heart and the hands of Jesus extended. So, community outreach, one ministry, that's something that might be of interest to you, where you want to go do that. You're not maybe ever going to teach a Bible study, but you know how to mow a lawn better than anybody. Come on and get involved in community outreach. Another really, really fantastic ministry that we've partnered with in the past, are partnering now and looking to increase that partnership, is with Franktown. Franktown is amazing. This is Christ-centered mentoring for Franklin's inner city youth. How many of you know there are inner city youth right here in our little Franklin, Tennessee, that need discipleship, that need mentorship, that need people pouring into their life? We're partnering with Franktown. The Franktown kids were here on campus throughout the summer. It was amazing. The Holy Spirit, I mean, touching these kids in these classes, weeping, crying, having prayers answered, saying, God, I want more of you. Just fantastic ministry. Like, this is what it's about. Mm-hmm. This is what it's about. And so it's a great opportunity, Franktown. Another one, and we've talked about this before, but just to remind you, Baby Girls Club. This, again, is something that Nicole C. Mullen started years ago, and we kind of relaunched it again a couple few years ago, whatever it's been now. But this is Christ-centered mentorship and discipleship for inner-city girls specifically by incorporating the arts, dance and drama and singing. Nicole and her team do a fantastic job. Do a fantastic job. We have the need for more drivers to go pick these girls up and bring them to our facility. So this is an opportunity for you, the Baby Girls Club. You want to impact inner city girls? Here's an opportunity for you to do that. You want to be a bridge builder, a friend maker? Here's an opportunity for you to do that. Now, next is the one ministry itself, the young adults ministry, again, that Shane and Faith run together. They meet on Friday nights. This ministry, as well as the community outreach ministry under Shane's care, has exploded over the last 7 months. It's nothing to have 80 or more kids packed in the Grace House next door on Friday nights, worshiping, praying, doing life together, getting in small groups, and making a huge difference. So if you're a young adult looking for somewhere to connect, you can do it next door. They have great nights of worship in here as well. Well over 100 kids show up. And so, you know, when you say kids, when you're talking about young adults, it means you're old. So I've crossed the line. But the young adults ministry, fantastic, great. Get involved with that. The middle school ministry and the high school ministries under Pastor Ian and Pastor David. Man, the job that these guys do, I don't know anywhere, and I don't know if there's a humble way to say this or not. I don't know anywhere in the country that does a better job than these guys do. These guys... The team that Ian has put together for middle school ministry, listen to this. You know, we talk about youth ministry and, you know, serving once a week for 9 months, like, oh my gosh. You know who Ian's got signed up? He's got people signed up for 3 years. They make a 3-year commitment to our junior high middle school ministry to walk them through 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And he's got them committed to it. They do it. They pour into these kids' lives. They send them birthday cards. They show up at their recitals. Listen, our family was just on vacation last week. We're sitting having dinner. Destiny's phone rings. She goes, I got to go. This is one of my middle school kids. She's crying. She's got an issue going on. Destiny goes and ministers to her, prays for her, loves on her over the phone from 2,000 miles away. This is the kind of team that we're looking to build in our building for these kids, because they are facing things, y'all, that you and I have never faced in our lives. They do a fantastic job. middle school, high school ministry, get your kids involved in that for sure. Don't miss those opportunities. All right, now we're gonna transition to, are you ready?
Yeah.
Children's ministry. Can we give Rachel and Heather a big, big, big hand?
Good morning, I'm Heather, and today we're gonna talk to you about the word party. And I know we all have an image that comes to mind when we use the word party. I'm gonna clarify something. We're not talking about the irresponsible kind of party that you regret the next day. We're talking about engaging with other people in ways that add dimension to your life. We are implying that there is a kind of celebration and an interaction with other people that moves you to love life in a unique way. Let me put it this way, a party is any effort to celebrate, serve, or enjoy each other in a way that adds value to life. That's why parties should be a priority. And maybe that's why Jesus seemed to love parties so much. Jesus knew the potential of what could happen at a party. Jesus went to parties, he told stories about parties, he compared God's kingdom to a party. And it was like Jesus was saying, sometimes it takes a party. Think about this. Jesus performed his first miracle at a party. And remember the story of a loving father who threw a party for his rebellious son when he came home. There was the party that Jesus invited himself to at Zacchaeus' house, and the notorious party at Matthew's house that included a lot of tax collectors and sinners. The point is Jesus liked parties because Jesus loved people. And the way that Jesus interacted with people implies that sometimes it takes a party to prove that it's the people that matter. I think Jesus knew something happens at a party that can't happen anywhere else. When we can just enjoy being with other people, it's gonna open doors and build bridges and deepen relationships. Do you remember the parable of the great banquet in Luke 14? All the VIPs had an excuse on why they couldn't come to the party, and the master sent the servants out into the streets and invited everyone in. He opened the door wide so they could all come in. And it was like Jesus was saying, sometimes it's gonna take a party to remind us that everyone is invited to that party.
That's what Jesus implied about the kingdom of God. It's a banquet that God is inviting everyone to be a part of. And everyone means everyone. God has thrown a party for everyone, and that one idea could potentially change how we see the world around us. Don't miss this. There's a party happening, and it's going to be one heaven of a party. Yes, because the invitation was extended from the creator of the universe, and the good news is that everyone is invited to the table. There has never been a more important time in history than right now to start acting like we believe that everyone is invited to the party. Jesus, he's the one who changed the rules. He rearranged the VIP list, and Jesus invited everyone. This is the mindset that we should have when we approach the world around us. The question is, did you know that you're invited to the party? Yes, even you. This next generation, they need to hear this. The kids that we are leading, they need to get this. They need to know that they're invited to the table too. We keep acting like discipleship is about information, but discipleship has always been about a relationship. Faith is not meant to be memorized or recited. It's meant to be lived. The cure for the skepticism of this generation has less to do with winning an intellectual argument and more to do with celebrating how we love each other. How we treat others, it radically affects how we love and see God. How you lead kids to love others, it will affect their faith and their future. If we lead the next generation to love and serve others, their faith will move in a positive direction. If we don't, their faith will become shallow and superficial, a generation that will miss the party.
Here's a secret that every good leader and volunteer knows. You don't do something because you feel like it. You do something in order to feel like it. If you only do what you have to do, you are going to be limited in what you do. It's the stuff that you don't have to do that's ultimately going to change your faith. Maybe that's what Jesus meant when he suggested this to a group of people gathered around him to hear him teach. Jesus said, suppose someone forces you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles with them. To us, this may sound odd, but in the context of the Roman law imposed upon the people 2,000 years ago, this was a pretty bold challenge. The Jews resented and even hated the Romans because of all the taxes and laws. And one of those laws required anyone 12 years or older to carry a soldier's gear for an entire mile if they were asked. It was in light of that law that Jesus taught the principle of going an extra mile. What do you think would or could happen next is after that first mile, the boy smiled at the soldier and said, hey, I'm going to be more than happy to carry your gear for another mile if you would like. I imagine that something is going to change beginning with the first step of that second mile. That soldier, who may be curious about the boy who offered to help him, started to engage the boy in conversation. Maybe the two of them started to share stories and ideas and life experiences together. Maybe they started seeing each other as real people.
Mile one, it fulfilled an obligation. But mile two, that changed the nature of their relationship. That one step from mile one across the line to mile two, it changes everything. When you volunteer and take one step across that line, you have introduced kids to a different kind of an adventure. Listen, as long as you stay on the mile one side of the line, you will never understand what you missed. You are missing a party and you don't even know it. You wonder why you're not more motivated. You wonder why you aren't more passionate. You have no idea that it's connected to just one step. We arrange and organize our ministry so that the next generation can experience the party. When people get a taste of what it's like to live on the party side of the line, it will change them forever.
Yeah. I think Jesus knew something happens when someone steps over the mile one side of the line to mile two. It changes everything. On the mile two side of the line, God's going to get fuller, friendships get deeper, and your faith gets bigger. So here's our question for you today. What have you done lately that you didn't have to do?
Jesus said, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. In other words, when you invest in someone, then your heart follows. Don't confuse the order. Don't wait until your heart changes to make an investment. Invest in someone so your heart will change. Of course, you don't have to go the extra mile. No one will judge you if you don't. You're not obligated to take even that first step into the second mile. You don't have to change a diaper. You don't have to lead a small group. And you don't have to show up in a kid's life. In fact, in many ways, life would be easier if you didn't. But if you do, it will change you. If you do, you will feel something deeper. If you do, you will tap into something sacred that you never knew existed. If you do, you will experience love in a radical new way.
So Grace Chapel, we are inviting you to start a party, to be a part of an adventure, to walk the extra mile, and to do something you don't have to do. Everything you dream, hope, and pray is linked to how you love and serve others. And your potential to encounter real love, build relationships, feel joy, know purpose, embrace hope, and experience genuine faith is intricately tied to what you do for others. So if you really want to live, we have to learn how to live for someone else other than yourself. So here's what we want to do. We have given each of you guys an invitation. If you guys can reach in the front of your back of the seats, all around here and down in the chapel, and even at home, we want to hear from you. We want to send you, we've given you an invitation to be a part of this super important ministry. And so if you guys can begin to fill this out right now, because to make a difference, and Pastor Steve's going to collect it in a little bit. This is our invitation to you to start the party. Let's party.
I was invited to the party, and I was so excited to come because I had benefited so much from people in the past who had taken care of and loved my children. So it was my time to come. And what I was surprised to find out was the gifts that God had for me when I got there. And that was the community and the fellowship that I found in the friend who I served alongside every single week. She became my life group, and we would laugh together and share life together, pray for each other. And just, we became deep friends. And I'm so thankful that when I said yes, God already knew before then what he had waiting for me at the party.
I was invited to the party, been a couple years now, and it's been amazing to walk through some of, even just the prayer requests of, hey, this is going on in my family's life, and then you're praying week after week, and then they come to you running, hugging you, you know, and it's just this moment of, you know, hey, we've been praying together, and their life's changed, your life's changed, and you're not even thinking about the lost time, because it isn't lost time, because you've built that relationship, you're connecting with them, and all of a sudden, you can't wait to serve. Yes, I'm shaping their lives, but they're shaping my life, and it's something I never want to miss out on, and it's been a tremendous blessing.
I was invited to the party, and I know it was from God and not from people, because my heart was pounding out of my chest. And I really had no idea what I was signing up for. And you think thoughts, well, I'm gonna have to give up worship in the sanctuary, I have to give up sitting with my family, or all this kind of stuff. But the truth is, God leads you into something that looks a little different, that is no less wonderful. What I realized is, God always gives us double for our trouble. He never forgets the people that he uses. These lessons that were for second and third graders and fourth and fifth graders, they're for me. They were for me because I needed to be reminded. They just fill your heart and remind you again and draw you back to the basics again, because that's where we belong. And it's by the grace of God that I accepted the invitation, and I'm so, so thankful.
I was invited to the party.
I was invited to the party.
I was invited to the party.
Amen. Can we thank the Children's Ministry Leadership Team for the great job they do every single week? God bless you guys, big time. All right, so the question is, when is the party? The party starts in 2 weeks, so you got to RSVP. The party starts in 2 weeks, and it runs from September through May. That means once a week in one of the two services, you're going to commit to pouring into the next generation, to going the extra mile and depositing in these precious young ones the very heart and mind and will of God through being there, through over and over and over again, loving them, serving them, teaching them the word, praying with them. You know, recently we had a dinner where I met with, I don't know, a bunch, 60 or 70 volunteers from the children's ministry. And so many of them, like the three you just heard, gave testimony over and over again. I thought I was going to serve and sacrifice, and I have been blessed. How many of these people have re-signed up for the whole brand new school year because of how blessed they were by doing it? It really was remarkable for me to hear. So from September through May, that season is going to start in 2 weeks. We want you to sign up. We want you to participate. We want you to experience worship, prayer, truth, community, miracles, evangelism, love, and service in the context of the children's ministry, and not just right here in the sanctuary or the adult ministry, okay? So, Bill asked you to fill out those cards. Let's start the party. So here we go. We're gonna collect these now from you, but we also want to say, for those of you who are saying, hey, I just need to connect and grow. I need to do that. Then this is your opportunity to fill this card out And when we dismiss in a few minutes, to go out the door and to see Jimmy and his team, they can help you with that. Or if you want to make a difference and volunteer the stuff that Pastor Jay talked about, you can fill this card out, take it right out through that door as well, and talk to Jay and his team, and they'll help you make a difference, or Jimmy will help you connect and grow. But what's going to happen right here in just a minute in these two wooden boxes, we're going to have an altar call. And we're gonna receive the offering of those of you who are saying, I wanna come to the party and reach the next generation for Jesus. So I'm trusting that you have already filled out your card. And whether you're saying, hey, I am absolutely ready today to sign up, or hey, I just need some more information based on my schedule, this all applies to you right here, right now. So here's my question. Who is here who is gonna be the very first person in front of all of these people to come and make your offering right here on the altar? Who's it gonna be? Yes, Karen. Yes. Break it down. All right, so here's the deal. While the rest of y'all are filling your cards out and gonna come here, we're gonna dismiss everybody else. Rizzo, all right. We're gonna dismiss everybody else to go to the various stations, the desks, and the volunteers. They'll answer your question. God bless you guys. Don't leave without getting connected. Don't leave without making a commitment to make a difference. Don't leave without getting involved for the future, for the kingdom of God. God bless you mightily, everybody. Can we tell everybody, thank you, 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 thank you.